Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. I'm Bill Nolte, the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools, and today I'm your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. You regular listeners will know that Todd Trantham is also one of our hosts, and you'll hear him on, I think, in the coming weeks to do a couple things. Today we're here to talk about a great scholarship award ceremony called the Partners in Education Award Ceremony. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Valliere. She is the Executive Director for the Haywood County Schools Foundation, as well as many other things. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being on. We have almost record-setting history with this particular event and things related to it. And so just tell us about the long history related to the foundation's PIE awards.
Okay. We are very unique in Haywood County, not only that we have the longest running education foundation for public school system in North Carolina, but that this event is tied directly to those years. So this is our 33rd Partners in Ed Award ceremony.
Amazing.
And it's changed over the years, but it's still the same concept.
Yeah, I remember back in the dark ages when we met early in the morning at Junaluska Elementary School in the cafeteria. That may have even been before you.
It was before me.
It was a long, long time ago. It was back when Mr. Smith was, you know, doing some of the stuff in this office. And anyway.
So, yes, it's a long-running event.
I digress. I'm sorry, listeners.
A long-running event with the same mission and concept as it had 33 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So, this year's event, and this is not an open event. You know, we come on and we talk about many other things that the foundation sponsors and supports, like, you know, quick draw and bingo and things like that, and we want the public. This is a night really where sponsors and recipients come together, hundreds of them, and meet. But let's tell people about when we're going to do it anyway, and where we're doing it and what it's like.
Okay, this year the PIE will be held on Monday night, May 22nd. It'll start at 5:30. At the Haywood Community College Auditorium. So that is this is the second year we've had it at the Community College, which is a change. People are used to it being held in a different location, but this year it will be at the Community College.
Well, we don't want to talk too much about the previous location, but it was great.
It was great.
They were very good to us, and we loved the location. It was a very historic place. We essentially we got too big.
Got too big and needed to change kind of the dynamics of the night because of the amount of people scholarships that we were recognizing.
That we need to have there. Right. So May the 22nd, if you happen to be listening and then later hear that your baby or grandchild or someone you know is receiving a scholarship, you'll know that's when it's going to happen.
Right.
So there's a good bit of money that has been raised for these scholarships, and scholarships have been given through the years. And can you talk to us a little bit about what that's looked like in the past?
Mm-hmm. Last year, we gave away over $176,000 to 94 different students. And you hit the nail on the head when you said the money was raised or it has been given and donated for these scholarships. So this night is not just about money that we have raised within the foundation, but it's also money that our community members and families in Haywood County and even outside of Haywood County have specified just for scholarships.
It's a very personal night. You know, I think last year gave 115 or 16 different scholarships away, you all did, through the foundation. And like you said, some of them were funds that we went out and raised, but some of them are very, very personal and heartfelt. And that it makes it mean more.
Oh, it does.
So can you talk about the types of scholarships and what those look like and how that happens?
Absolutely. So not only is it a special night for the students and the seniors who are receiving the scholarships and their families, But it's also a very special time for our scholarship committees, and we have over 70. We manage over 70 different scholarships. So for those families who are either honoring a family member or remembering a family member, that they're through this scholarship. And so it's a time for those families to get up and talk to the students and the community about why they are recognizing this person through a scholarship, mm-hmm. or remembering this person through a scholarship. So it's special for everyone that comes.
Right. And as you said, someone providing a scholarship may well come and stand up at the microphone and say, I'm giving this scholarship award in honor of my spouse or my parent or my, in memory of them. Mm-hmm. It's just, and sometimes we can even, sometimes the people giving the scholarship and students, you know, they meet ahead of time, mm-hmm. During a social time, and sometimes they'll even sit by each other.
Right, and that's even what makes it even more special.
Yeah, it's really neat. And so, we probably wouldn't fuss at anyone who slipped in the back and watched it, but it's really, a time for the students receiving the scholarships and their families and the people giving the scholarships. And then the other thing we do that day, which is an award, but it's not necessarily a scholarship award, is the foundation sponsors some awards for people who mm-hmm. are, who do significant work for the foundation or in the school system.
Right.
And can you tell us a little bit about those recognitions?
Yeah, so we have three other awards that we give that night. Evergreen sponsors the Teacher of the Year recognition. This year is Nanette Renegar from Claude, so she'll be recognized again, and it's kind of like her last recognition of the year mm-hmm. before the school year's over.
What a great teacher.
Phenomenal teacher. Mm. And then RDS sponsors our Principal of the Year, who is Travis Collins this year from Tuscola High School. And the same thing, it's like his last recognition before the school year's over. So we feel very honored that we can recognize those two people at the foundation.
And before you go on to the third one, I just want to say that those two folks, Nanette and Travis, have served us really well in their role
as
Teacher of the Year and Principal of the Year, Principal of the Year, misspoke, Principal of the Year. And, they're both forward-thinking. You know, they look out the front windshield more than they look in the rearview mirror. They're both about helping people.
Yes.
They're both about helping people learn more and most effectively. Mm-hmm. And just really did a good job representing this year. And they've done a good job every day for a long time. And then you go to the other recognition, and that person doesn't work for us, but they have the
same kind of thing.
Yeah, same kind of characteristics.
We also will recognize the Tom Posey Volunteer of the Year. And that comes from the foundation specifically, because our foundation board is made up of all volunteers. There's no one on that board who gets any compensation for the time that they spend helping kids in the school system through the foundation.
Right. So. And it's named after Tom Posey, who epitomizes everything I said earlier mm-hmm. about Nanette Renegar and Travis Collins, and then the people who received that award are much like those
right.
other folks.
You're exactly right. I do want to just mention that we have one new scholarship this year that will be given that we just finalized this year, and that's the John C. Howell Scholarship, and it will be given to a Tuscola High School senior. So I'm really looking forward to his family coming together to remember him this year.
And that's a great family, Gene and the kids, and we all love Johnny and miss him. Well, as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.